Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The Men's Room podcast from TalkSport is proudly sponsored by Toolstation. If, like me, you love a little deal, then you can join the Toolstation Club today online, in-store or via the app, and you will save some money getting a 5% discount shopping with Toolstation, as well as a chance to get your hands on some fantastic prizes, such as TVs, gaming consoles, and even holidays. If you keep spending, you'll keep on saving. That's the Toolstation Club, so make sure you join today, online, in-store or via the app. A bosh. This is the Men's Room podcast with me, Tom Skinner, alongside the legend, and that is the 17th hardest footballer of all time, Neil Razor Ruddock. A reminder, you can see us and all of our amazing guests with your own eyes over on the TalkSport YouTube channel. Now, let's get into this week's podcast. How are we doing, you lovely, lovely people? Now, this is the Men's Room podcast. And my name's Tom Skinner, and I'm here with the absolute legend, former Liverpool player and England, Neil Razor Ruddock.
What's happening, my mate?
How are you?
I'm very good. I love being with you because you're very, very positive and influential to the people out there. I don't think you take enough credit on yourself because you are positive.
Thank you.
When I'm feeling bad, I put you on, it makes me smile.
That's all right.
That's what you've got to do. What, first
a video
thing,
or a picture of me?
You and Dino's and I'm not invited. The food you've got in front of me makes me smile. No, but you're really sort of positive person. It's a good thing you are.
Love that. Yeah, I'm not in real life.
No, I know you're in real life. You're quite boring. Very, very boring. No, you're a good man. You're a very, very good man. And you get out of your bed and you do stuff, don't you?
Try to.
That's what you've got to do.
That's what we got.
Don't be lazy.
That's it.
Do things.
Get yourself
Make
up.
Yourself busy.
Go and give it 110%.
110%. You lovely people.
So listen, over this series, we're going to see some inspirational, some people that stand out, and we're going to cover some very serious issues. As you can see today, we are not in our normal gaff. We are in H&Co Barbers with the legend.
He is a legend.
The Tourette's Barber, Mr. Josh Hughes.
Yes, Josh, what's happening, mate?
You good?
Thanks for having me.
How are you?
In your own shop? Fuck you. I'm good. Straight off the bat. Nice to meet you.
It's not funny, but it's funny. It's so odd not to laugh, but do you rather people laugh when you tick?
Yeah,
when you tick, you'd rather people laugh and get the
answer. I'd rather people laugh because they might as well acknowledge it. Kind of like it hasn't happened. But if you're in public and you have absolutely no idea who I am, you wouldn't find it that funny.
No.
If I'm sitting on a train with you and you've got your back to me and I'm shouting, fuck you, bitch, or something, you're going to be thinking, they don't go straight away to, oh, you must have Tourette's. So that's the hard thing.
It's amazing. When you said that's running your Tourette's voice, you've got Tourette's voice and a normal voice.
Did you just pick up on that already?
Yeah.
It does.
So
there
if
is
you
haven't
got your missus, she knows when you're having a go at
she knows by eye contact, because sometimes I look away, I don't mean to do it. Yeah, I've
so got a bit more blazed. Do you cheat sometimes and have a go at
cheat on missus?
No, cheat as in swear.
Over the years, I think I've, especially when I was younger and a bit more immature, I definitely used it to my advantage, but not massively, just sometimes. Like, oh yeah, I didn't mean to say that when there was a nasty person I knew and I would call them a prick to their face, yes.
Yeah.
Josh. Use it. I love your social media.
Thanks, mate.
You're big on TikTok, big on Instagram. And, mate, I've been following you for ages, right? And I absolutely love your videos because, look, you've got Tourette's, right? You have people in the shop and it just makes me smile watching them because it's brilliant. Like, it's brilliant. I mean, little Harry's. Is that name Harry?
Harry, yeah.
He's only a kid. You cut his hair. And you called him a little fucking prick.
Yeah, I know. I think the first video I ever posted was the come and take a seat pedo to a six-year-old, and that was little Harry. Tell me another video on the internet, you'll find where a full-grown man is calling a child a paedophile.
But this is what I've got to ask you something. So, say someone's in your chair, and you don't like them. You can get away with calling them whatever you want and blaming it on Tourette's.
I can. Have you done that? Honestly, no. I'm not really like that. And most of the people I have in my chair are like, it is hard when it is someone I don't like.
Yeah.
Or like someone who always late or whatever. You do get a little bit of that. But I'm quite fortunate that sometimes I don't twitch every single waking moment. Obviously, today I'm meeting you guys, I'm a little bit more nervous, so I'm a bit twitchy. But my twitch kind of gets worse as the day goes on.
Okay.
So usually it's my proper regulars at the end of the day. Everyone knows me, everyone's all right. But yeah, I meet a lot of different people through the shop, and most of my customers know, obviously.
Have you had people just walk in and not know? We
had to tell people almost instantly. We can't fuck about. especially if I'm really twitching, it's like, because I often say like, hi guys, how you doing? You got an appointment? Yeah, all good. Oh, nice. Help yourself to a drink. Take a seat. Shut the fuck up. That's how we got. And I don't mean to say that, but that's become a thing now.
Yeah.
To shut the fuck up at the end and all that.
Yeah.
I just ride with it. I'm really lucky that a lot of my customers are really, really understanding. Some I reckon have kind of gone away and thought, I don't know this for sure, but I reckon some people have thought, yeah, I might not go back.
Yeah.
But they're so minimal. We've got thousands of customers. We've been going 3.5 years now. Can't complain. I've got more staff. I'm looking at other shops now as well. So
yeah, people that don't know, see, I didn't understand threats, but you got it. You was 14 on a skiing trip with the school.
Yeah.
Tell us what happened.
Yeah, like you said, I was on a ski trip with my school when I was about 14. Second to last day, had a very minor fall on the slopes. Nothing bad.
What
I got
mean
straight back
fall,
up.
Just a little...
I mean, like literally toppled over.
Yeah.
And got back up. Thought nothing of it. And then on the ski lift the next day, we were in like a pod with like 4 or 5 other kids. And I started like convulsing from my back, like sitting as I am now and just like getting a lot of pain in my back and kind of couldn't stop moving. And I didn't know what was going on. I was quite panicked. And some of the other kids got really panicked and started screaming and all that shit, and which was scary. And I felt scared for them because I didn't know what was going on with me either. I mean, literally mid-height, like on a ski lift. Got off the ski lift and my teachers there, they had no idea. Cut a long story short, we thought I had a trapped nerve or something like that.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't vocal straight away or anything, it was just physical. My arms started to go, my legs were going. Then we came back, this was in Italy, and then we had to get a 23-hour coach journey back.
Wow.
Which was fine, because I was so exhausted by this point, and I had to be strapped to the back of the coach with like 5 seatbelts because they couldn't control my arms. They got home, but you can just imagine, isn't it? Literally, I'm not joking. Like literally, like on the back seat, being strapped. Yeah, just because I think it was health and safety, like with the teachers and the school.
Worried about your back pulling. So you had no problems with your back after that? It was just
no. I've had problems with my back because of playing rugby when I was a young age, but nothing. That was it. They reckon that
you'd
was
have been
the
in trouble with Tourette's with rugby. You'd have got sent off.
So oh, I definitely did.
In rugby, you'd no, big trouble.
But that's funny. I was good at that. I was all right with that. Yeah. The discipline thing. Yes sir, no sir. Very good,
you
sir.
Get that?
Yeah, I was all right with that. I was still playing.
So you completely changed the kid. You're a lovely kid. Non-swearing kid.
No, we weren't a swearing family either.
No.
And that's something that really I think gets misconstrued with Tourette's a lot as well. That has to be learned. But actually, naturally, we pick up on stuff all the time. Like, I had another lad in my chair a while back called Kieran, and he's also got quite Tourette's. Fuck you and your mum. He's got quite severe Tourette's. And here they were like, oh, we must have learnt that. He's just picked up on it over the years. It's like we all do. We pick up on information all the time without even realising.
But you swear now when you're not...
Bitch.
When you're not...
I swear. Yeah, it's the Tourette's. I swear anyway.
Josh, you know when you first got Tourette's, you're 14 years... How was life adapting to finding out you had Tourette's and going from not having it to having it and everyday life going to school, I suppose?
It was quite dramatic. I missed a lot of school because I think they weren't 100% sure what was wrong with me. I didn't get diagnosed for quite a long time. Yeah. Well, I say a long time. They suspected Tourette's 6 weeks in.
Yeah.
I think in another interview I've said it was longer, but my dad actually corrected me and said it was a lot quicker. This is a long time.
How long did the language start?
I think it was about 8 weeks. The vocals started with a few grunts and a bit of this and that, and then it started to go to and then it started to swear.
Why is it swearing with Tourette's? Why aren't it other words?
Swearing is actually the cobicalia part of Tourette's, which is what that's called, is one of them, not rarer, but it's the probably the least common one.
Oh, yeah.
Right, but everyone associates Tourette's with swearing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, actually, Tourette's is more like facial tics, motor tics, which could be little noises like that, neck twitches, physical little movements and stuff like that. But the cobicalia with the swearing is what everyone knows. Probably from people back in media over the years, like Pete from Big Brother or that gent we were talking about before. Back in the day. Fuck.
Are you like driving?
I drive. We drive. You're allowed to drive legally.
Are there things you can't...
One of the things I jokingly say is I can't go cinema. and things like that. And actually, like we talked about before, like funerals and weddings can be sometimes a bit
mate,
tough.
Please, please, when you get married, please can we come to
your wedding? Yeah. You can come to our wedding.
We want, honestly, we want to hear that wedding, your wedding speech, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Can you come to our funeral? Don't go your wedding, you come to our funeral. Honestly, his wedding speech. So have you been best man? Been asked to be best man?
I'm a groomsman and an MC for a wedding coming up.
You're going to be in.
They've wanted me to introduce people.
Are you going to film that?
Oh, 100%. We'll do the whole thing. Was it this year or next year? It's next year. In France. Oh. But yeah, it's all to come. All to come. But yeah, no, with the social stuff, I'm just trying to make the most of this and spread it out to the thousands.
So when did you want to become an hairdresser? Was that when you were at the end of school? Did you have to go to college? And how difficult was it to learn to be a... hairdresser when you got Tourette's?
So I've had periods of time where my Tourette's hasn't been as bad.
Yeah.
So I've had periods of time for like 12 months where I haven't twitched a lot at all.
Yeah.
And compared to now, you probably will always couldn't imagine that. The brain is a really fucking weird place to be. Yeah, so I've had times where it's, and you can ask a lot of people with Tourette's that they wax and wane. So they could have had a good couple of months and a really bad couple of months. Yeah. And I've had it before. I've been really intense for 6-7 months straight where I literally, as soon as my eyes open, I'm twitching.
Yeah.
But I've had months where I barely twitched, and I've been able to get through the day quite easily. And almost forgot.
Have you got it for life, though?
People can grow out of it.
Yeah.
Which I think is a really, almost shouldn't say it, because it's like, how long's a piece of string? Yeah. It could do, it could not. But there is medication, but there's no cure. There's other ways to help. Some people use lots of different ways and medications. I haven't really found anything that really, really, really helps me yet. There's things that can mask it. Fuck you and your mum, bitch. But there's lots of different ways.
I'm sorry to laugh.
No, mate, I prefer you do.
When I went on the Apprentice a few years ago, on Twitter, people would call me Bunny Rabbit Nose, right? And I didn't realise I'd do this. Every now and then, like I go, and then when it come out on Twitter, my wife went, oh, you do that.
Mm.
Yeah, and then my wife went, you know what, I've never noticed, but you do.
I've never noticed, and I'm going to look at you.
No, I think there's a lot of things we don't realise we do.
Yeah,
there's a lot of things I don't think we realise. I think with tics and stuff, like, to get diagnosed with Tourette's, there's like 2 or 3 checklists.
Yeah.
So it's not just as straightforward as, like, oh, I've got to do that. But I think there's a lot of people, we realise we've got tics. I meet people all the time who don't even realise they've got a tic. Like, whether it's their eye goes a bit, or their neck, or whatever. A lot of people do have it without, it could be nervous, it could just be your nerves inside you. But going back to your question before, Razor, about being a barber,
yeah,
I just had a complete change of career. I was actually an estate agent when I was about 20. Fuck! And I realised that wasn't for me. And no offence, I'm not.
How many houses? Did you sell many houses?
I think I sold one and I never got the commission.
Yeah. What was it like, Sean, putting around houses though?
Yeah. Oh, I couldn't be a liar. So if it was a bit of a shitter and it needed a bit of doing up, I would say it as it is. I couldn't sell it, but
cool. Yeah.
I'd say I'm a good salesman. I can sell myself, but I need someone to do the numbers. That's what it is.
With Tourette's, what you say, is it things that you're thinking? Or
no,
is it...
this is another misconception, because I've recently had a new barber start with me.
Right.
And I kind of forgot that I'd have to reintroduce him to it, because he's never been around someone Tourette's. No, it's not often what I'm thinking. I can't say it's not, because yes, of course, it is in my brain. I treat it that I've got 2 separate minds. I've got like an alter ego of myself. One of them is my Tourette's, which I call Mohammed, and then Josh is me, right? But I'll be honest with you, over the years, sometimes it's been really, really hard, where it's like, you know, but at school it was really fun sometimes. You know, I had like a card to get out of everything, because it was quite tough and I was on lots of different medications to try and work it out. I was a bit up and down, my attention span was shocking, my general health was kind of a little bit all over the place mentally as well.
Yeah.
But then the hard stuff was, like I said, racist things, which is something that I'm not racist, but that's one of the hardest things that it's quite hard to talk about.
Yeah.
Because I'm not saying feel sorry for me, but I'm trying not to think about it too much now, just in case. But yeah, I try not to say the N word, or I've even said like racial things towards like Asian people, and I've been in some really really sticky situations in that respect. Right. Trying to make people understand.
Must be difficult, mustn't it? Like, yeah.
Well, imagine walking around some areas of London on your own at night, and which I don't do as much now, because I've just got to the point where I'm like, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
But I went to a Christmas do up in Chelsea, and I didn't realise that day was when Chelsea were fucking playing. Up the fucking Chelsea cunts. I'm not even a massive football fan. But, But I kept shouting at the police because they were standing there with their meat wagons and that, and I keep shouting pigs or bacon or whatever. sizzling
nicked?
Bacon.
Have you been nicked?
I've never been officially nicked, no. I've been put in the back of a car once or twice, but like, well, either that I do have a card that says I have Tourette's officially.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh,
with ID on, yeah.
You have to have that.
You kind of have to. And that's something, if anyone with Tourette's out there is watching, you should go out and do that because it makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, of course. But you're an inspiration for people out there that have got Tourette's. So what you've done, you've got your lovely business, lovely shop here, mate, isn't it?
Blinded.
What you got here. So you are an inspiration.
I really do appreciate that. But that's what I want to show. Yeah. I want to show that
you can get there.
Not everyone with Tourette's will be able to go and cut hair, but there is a job. There's got to be something out there for you.
Yeah, that's what you're showing. Look, you've got a massive following, yeah? And there'll be people out there who probably may have Tourette's who think, I'm scared to do this. Yeah. You're in the public eye, you know? Yeah. Like, and you've done that. People are going to follow you, and they love you. You're an inspiration, basically.
No,
you know what I mean? Well done.
There'd be a lot of like kids out there that wouldn't want to come out of their house, would you? I mean, you wouldn't want to go out, and you know, their friends would be embarrassed to go out with them.
Well, I didn't realise some people, because with Tourette's, some people can suppress it. I've never been able to work that out personally. But fuck you. Hiya, David Seaman. So that's become a real problem for me, David. We need to get him in here.
David Seaman? He cut his hair.
That's been a twitch for me for about 6 weeks.
Yeah. David Seaman, where's he coming from?
Fuck! I have absolutely no idea. I actually reckon I might have watched the Dex documentary and he might have been on it for a smidgen. And yeah. I'm pretty sure my cousin was obsessed with him as a child. Fucking David.
Oh, he just likes Seaman.
I reckon that's part of it as well. It's rude. It's rude. Do you know what I mean? But then there's things that I pick up on catchphrases and that, which obviously then is funny because then it sometimes falls into funny moments and timing. Like a couple of my boys who've known me for 12 years, 13 years, they are the worst with trying to keep a straight face. But it's because they love the timing of it. Some of them sometimes forget. They think I'm trying to be funny. I think I'm quite funny in general, but my Tourette's is fucking unbelievable. The timing and the understanding.
Is it?
Yeah.
Tremendous.
Yeah, I just want people to... I wasn't intending to do this when I first posted. It was actually my Mrs. Lucy. She works in social media marketing. She was like, Josh, you go to work every day cutting hair with Tourette's. She went, you might as well film it, see how we go. And it's just kind of snowballed there. Like, I didn't mean, and now I'm inundated with messages.
Panto next year.
Well, you never know.
What would you do if you met David Seaman? Would that be a big moment for you? We might get rid of it. Might get rid of the David Seaman.
He could get rid of the David Seaman. You never know.
See it, and then we move on to someone else.
We are in talks with him, apparently.
David, come in.
My people are talking to his people. He's laughing. My people are getting good. No, you never know. And I'm trying to do that as well, just to kind of raise the profile.
Should we bring David Seaman in now? Yeah. Bring in the Seaman.
He's in the posh cab, is he?
He's in the posh cab, yeah.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Men's Room podcast on TalkSport is proudly sponsored by Toolstation. This is your little reminder that you can join the Toolstation Club today online, in-store or via the app. You might be thinking, why would I sign up? Well, I'm glad you asked. At Toolstation, if you keep spending, you keep on saving. Signing up means that not only will you get a lovely 5% discount shopping with Toolstation, but there are thousands of prizes to be won. So that's the Toolstation Club, so make sure you join today online, in-store or via the app.
So Josh, smashing it, social media, over a million followers, yeah? But how did you start that first video? What happened?
It was weird. So I had like a... a profile for the shop, H&Co Barbers, and then my missus said to me, why don't you start filming it? Because she does a bit of social media and marketing within fashion. So she said, like, why don't you just start filming and see how we go? As you can tell, I think the first video was Little Harry. And there's no mics, there's no lighting, there's no nothing. And it just did really, really well. I think we did it on Instagram at first and then went to TikTok. And then it just started to evolve from there, really.
So we are in a barber shop, hairdressers, H&Co, in Goths Oak.
Goths Oak, what, yeah, Hertfordshire.
I need a beard trim. Any danger?
We can sort you out. I can make you look pretty.
Just get him in a chair. Right, Ray, you're in a chair?
Yeah. He is really an hairdresser, isn't he? Well, you ain't weighing me up, put me on his way and weighing me up.
You just relax, Ray, you're going to be absolutely fine.
You're going to start with a cutthroat, or?
I'm going straight in with a 1.5 guard, all right? Take it a little bit shorter, tidy it up.
People mind having themselves filmed when they're getting their hair cut.
Do you know, when I started to blow up, some of my regulars who didn't mind being filmed were a bit like, actually, I'd rather you don't now. Because then they were like, okay, so it's thousands of people see it now.
Yeah.
Especially when we started to get like millions of views. Like, I think our most viewed video is like 30 million views. So it was like, people started to get a bit like, oh, I don't want to be on that.
Of course.
But, you know. But yeah, no, most people really don't mind. Some people, I've had some people even ask to be on TikTok and all that.
Do you charge them more to go on the video?
No, just I don't charge. To us. That's a big question I get asked. I have not changed my pricing since this is all blown up. One little last bit just to tidy up, and then you're good to go.
Different class.
You do look tidy.
Bro, he's done a good job, mate.
Look. Good man, no. Josh, well done.
Like a new man.
Thank you very much.
Let me take
Josh,
this off your sweetheart.
Josh, honestly, thank you for having us.
No, don't
really
be silly.
Enjoyed it.
Don't be silly.
You're an inspiration. Keep doing the videos, mate. And they good. And they good.
Well done, me old mate. Good. God bless you. Lovely meeting you, mate. You're inspiration. Inspiration to millions.
Tom, I think it's your go now, mate.
Come on in, I'll get
Razor, yeah. You're out.
Get that razor out. Get that razor out.
Yeah, I've done razor. Now I've got Bosch.
Bosch! So this is the Men's Room Podcast with TalkSport. You got me, Tom Skinner. And the absolute legend, Neil Razor Ruddock. Here he is. Listen, there's plenty more of us. There's some ups, there's some downs, but there's always going to be laughing. So make sure you like, subscribe, share, do all that nonsense. We'll see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Toolstation are the proud sponsors of the Men's Room Podcast on TalkSport. Join the Toolstation Club today online, in-store or via the app, and you will save some money getting a 5% discount shopping with Toolstation, as well as a chance to get your hands on some fantastic prizes, such as TVs, gaming consoles, and even holidays. If all that isn't enough, then remember, if you sign up, then you will get loads of exclusive discounts that aren't available anywhere else. That's the Toolstation Club, so make sure you join today online, in-store or via the app.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.